Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Kyle Bruston-Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust alongside Packer backer Kyle Wallace, Super Bowl 50 runner-up, second place Brad Northman. And you, KBN Nation, as always, on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776.
Can I just interrupt? I don't know what I would do. Russell Wilson got $21 million. Like, what do people do with all this money? $21 million for 17 games in, what, 6 months of your time?
And it's pretty wild.
Why is this the contract that you're like?
Because Russell, Russell's done.
Think about what Jordan Love got a $75 million signing bonus.
Bro, he went from, like, wealthy to $75 million? What do you do?
What's crazy, too, is like—
You have an estate.
You got more than a state.
You got estates and a neighborhood.
And a real yacht.
A real yacht.
Not a Brad-sized yacht.
What's crazy, too,
or
is—
Or a pontoon boat.
Hey, why you got to throw me under the bus? I'm just doing the best I can. I'm a hardworking American.
I tell you what, too, when guys go, you get paid over the course of 17 weeks, right? So it's not like us that gets paid over 52 weeks. So when I was in Carolina, it was like after every game Monday, so you got 17 checks. In Jacksonville, it was 9 checks, right? So it was every other week. So you just get like a big amount every other week. Man, guys would spend money when that hit in there. Like, there would be guys that would get it during the season.
I love Brad football stories.
And then by
Brad Northman, former Carolina Panther, Jacksonville Jaguars punter, telling us what to do or what people do when they actually get money that we can't dream of.
There would be guys that are getting 6 figures every week. Or every other week, well into the 6 figures, right? Maybe even
seven. You
know, seven.
Right? Wouldn't there be some 7-figure people?
Well, I mean, there's taxes and things like that.
Jacksonville.
Not in Jacksonville.
Only
that's
federal,
true.
I guess.
But there would be guys that make a lot of money and they just recklessly spend, especially when the season's over, when they can finally let loose and travel and go get all the things. I mean, people go into like all the stores. You go, I'm going to get a Tesla. I'm going to get whatever. And then you get to like training camp the next year. And guys are like, I need the season to start because I need week one to arrive because I'm a little illiquid and I need some cash.
It was just crazy. Went away fast. Who knew you could spend $10 million so easily?
Dude, I had a teammate that had 24 cars.
Come on now.
24 cars? He kept them in
what city?
Played for the Jaguars. He kept them in an airplane hangar in Alabama.
What?
Yeah. He had multiple. I guess I should say it.
Yeah, you can at this point. I mean,
Marcel Darius.
Oh, yeah, D lineman.
Yeah,
D tackle.
And he had, he had chains that were $100,000 plus.
See, I would have
that. The thing that was crazy were watches. I thought like a Rolex at, like, I don't know much a Rolex goes for, but there are watches that are $150,000. I'm like, what are we doing? But yeah, Marcel Darius would have a black Porsche. In a white Porsche.
I hope Marcel Darius probably sold those now.
He did all right in his career, and worst case, he has those cars to sell. He made over $87 million
in
the NFL.
Damn. He sounded like he spent a lot of it, too. He was probably one talking about, boy, I need that check to come. Gotta put gas in my 24 cars.
But didn't you get a signing bonus? Or not a signing, like showing up to like OTAs and minicamp?
Well,
or?
So if you work that into your contract, yes, you can get like a bonus. But for most guys, I don't know. I mean, if you're like a big, you know, starter and second and third contract, it might be like, I mean, Jair Alexander's was $750K.
And he didn't show up.
I know, and that's among
just
the
chump change to him.
That's among the highest.
Bro, oh my gosh.
If I was his
$750,000 just to show up for what, a week?
And honestly,
to walk through, to be hurt.
Kyle's so flabbergasted his headphones fell off.
And this is why, like, when Rodgers didn't show up or when guys show up. Dude, OTAs are the easiest thing. It's 4 days a week. You're there for 2 hours a day.
Oh.
Now, when you actually start practicing, then it's like 8 a.m. to like 1:30. But like 4 days a week.
What did you do?
Yeah.
What did you do during training camp?
Like, OTA.
Oh, dude.
When they're walking through installs of offense and defense,
you're not running because you're afraid people are going to get hurt. You're just doing your lift.
I'm not asking about them. I'm asking about you specifically. What did
punter.
You do?
When they were doing all
you install?
This.
So training camp was always my time to binge TV shows.
Excuse me?
I watched all of Lost one year.
The building?
Isn't Lost like 48 seasons?
No, Lost is like 6.
Not worried about Survivor. That.
Well, like, okay,
in
so
the
he's
building?
Thinking of Survivor.
Well, for Carolina, we would like go to Wofford College. I believe it's Wofford College.
Oh, yeah.
And so, like, you know, I'd show up for the team meeting. You know, get breakfast at 7. So I'd chat with people and have coffee and breakfast. And everyone else is like gearing up.
It's a great day.
Everyone's gearing up to practice in like 90 degrees temperatures.
Fellas, ready?
And I would
hot
punt.
One today.
I would almost never punt back-to-back days because, you know, like, it's like pitcher's arm. You can't wear it out. So, like, if I punted, I'm good for, like, 48 hours. I'm, like, just hanging out, have coffee, talked with all the folks. Oh, what are we doing for practice? Go to team meeting at 8, special teams meeting at 8:30. But then at 9 o'clock, everyone breaks into, like, offense, defense or whatever. I'd have a good 2.5 hours where I'd have anything to do.
What does your special teams coach do?
He'd watch his film and does game planning and stuff. But why'd
he do it with you?
What am I going to watch on kickoff return? I mean, I can't add any value to that. So, like, me and Graham and JJ, we'd go, like, sometimes we'd play cards. JJ and I would talk finance. I would go watch TV shows. Then I'd come back, usually for, like, a lunch, right? We have practice in the afternoon. More meetings.
And all this.
And practice.
They had practice.
They had practice. Sometimes I would practice. If I practiced, it would be one period of punt. It's 10 minutes long. I'd probably ridiculous. Punt. If we're rapid firing it, the thing is I usually have a camp leg too. So there's usually like a rookie who's there who's just trying to like allow me to not take so many reps.
Okay, he was also trying to take your job. Let's not
But that wasn't a risk until I got cut, and that actually happened.
I bet you were devastated when you got cut. Like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
All this cushy life is over.
It was a shock. I thought I was going to get signed again, but that didn't happen either.
Mm.
But yeah, I'd punt.
Shouldn't have been watching all them TV shows.
What am I supposed to do? But he would leave the place. Hey,
their
loss
is our gain, fellas.
Yeah, that's right. Look at me
now. Yeah, he seemingly was a really great individual, but he just never was around.
Yeah.
That's the thing. No specialists are around.
I'm still really hung up on, okay, so during a training camp practice, there is a 10-minute period where you are punting.
Yes, and before that,
training camp practices are typically what, 90 to 120 minutes?
Yeah.
What about the other 80 to 110 minutes?
I would sit and talk with the specialists, watch practice.
Dude, are you the luckiest man alive?
what did we say to Brian Bulaga when he brought up specialists?
I asked him, I said, like what did you
think of the specialist?
Do you have a name for the specialist? Like, because I was asking him, do they call the offensive line a nickname or something?
Yeah, and what did he say?
Said, I just looked at them, and they were just the luckiest people alive.
We were luckiest people alive. It was the best job in the world. And punter specifically, because kickers got game-winning field goals on their hands. Punters, I mean, most people don't know what a good punt and a bad punt looks like.
My son, Lord blesses me with one if he does, will be going to the Brad Nortman Estate for kicking.
Bring him on over.
All the time.
Not kicking,
son,
punting.
Punting
specifically. Don't kick no field goals. We want to punt.
Yeah.
Get me out this hell hole.
And then on practices I didn't punt, I would wear tennis shoes to practice.
Right.
I wouldn't even wear cleats. I'd wear tennis shoes. Maybe I'd hold.
I want to punch him.
I don't know why I'm not running.
It's called jealousy.
I'm standing.
We work hard. Brett, you work harder now than what you did in the NFL.
Yes.
And you make a lot less.
And I don't even.
You better make a lot less.
Were you just about to say you don't even work that hard? Is that what you're about to say?
I mean, if we're going to talk about clocking in and out. But when I'm here, right, boys?
Don't for not be slave. Been to, he's slaves.
It was a good life.
Yeah.
This is great. I mean, look,
it was great.
I held no ill will. I think Ben does. Yeah.
You had your chance, Ben.
You had your chance.
Just a short, stubby white guy.
The thing that's actually the most irritating about him is he's the smartest guy on this panel.
I know I am.
Yeah, he is. He is. He's intelligent.
A lot of time to read.
Yeah, I know. I have
your
a ton
humor
of time to
stinks.
Read.
Your humor sucks.
Hey,
100% of his humor is like 20% dad jokes, 70% crappy movie references, and 10% jokes that don't land.
I do have a question for
That's
you.
That's why I'm funny.
How did So didn't could you not have been TJ McConnell?
Nah.
What do you mean nah?
Nah. It's a long story.
What do you mean it's a long story?
It's a sob story over beers.
He's a short white guy, right?
He's a point guard. I'm a short, stubby shooting guard.
Oh, but you can't play defense?
Steph Curry.
I can kind of play defense, but I'm also short arms, not tall, not long.
Bo was trying to tell you, bro, this is going to be the height of your life and your career.
No, he didn't have to tell me that. I already knew. And then when I went to Summer League and Giannis was there, I was like, all right, this has been fun.
Didn't Jason Kidd push you at point guard?
Yeah, he didn't know I was
Jason Kidd, a point guard himself, put you at point guard?
Couldn't coach you up.
He goes, you're a point guard. You know how to come off ball screens.
And you're not going to say no to that, right?
No, I was like, yeah. Right. Yeah, you're right. Actually, throw back, you know, hit the post. Yeah.
So he was, and he is still a head coach in the NBA.
he
didn't even know his personnel.
That's why he traded Luka.
That's why John Hammond's my guy. He saw something in me that Jason Kidd didn't. He John Hammond, who drafted Giannis, saw potential in me to be a Milwaukee Buck.
No, I think he saw a local kid.
We need to start installing once a week back in the day stories from Brad and Ben.
Oh,
those are good.
I bet you guys got plenty. I mean, especially you, Brad, because you actually had a professional career. No offense, Ben.
I mean, mine are probably a little bit more relatable because people know more of the characters that I would tell stories about, and Frank Kaminsky, Sam Decker, Josh Gosser,
sure.
Local
true.
Teammates, and Bo Ryan, a legend in the state. Brad's just a legend in the bank trying to become a legend in the state.
Is Bo Ryan going to be at your wedding?
He's invited.
We should do my joke from the other day to Bo. How do you know Ben?
You should. You should.
What
that
do you
is
think
Bo
would say to that? You get like...
He'll probably smile, right?
He'd be like, well, I was the old coach.
The old ball coach.
I was the old ball coach, young man. You know, something like that.
What's your name?
You'll make a friend.
Do it.
Really?
This one you so should do.
Okay.
Not Kaminsky, not Gosser, because I want them in on it to see Bo's reaction. It's one of the greatest ideas you've ever had.
I would purposely time my next cocktail for the next time Bo went to the bar.
So you have to drink pretty quick.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Bo.
Throw him under the bus.
Okay.
So I'd get in line behind him, and I'd just, like, start doing, you know me, I'm a little eccentric.
Yeah,
a little bit. And so I'd go, how you doing, man? How do you know Ben? Just like that.
Man. Hey, man.
No. Actually,
are you an uncle?
I think he might then think you're just, like, you know, a little buzzed up. Like, you got to be super professional. Like, pretend, like, you got to be like,
I'm so happy for Ben and his fiance, now wife, I guess, at that point. I'm so happy for Ben.
How do you
and his
know
wife.
The happy couple?
How do you know the happy couple? What's your relationship? One of the uncles? Grandpa?
Yes!
Grandpa.
Yes! I love this.
I want to see it.
Dude,
I know.
I'll do that.
Grab us.
For real.
Let me
be in the set. Me and Brad will be
within 10 feet.
Are you going to put us at the same table so we can play in the set together?
Oh, I got to work on tables next.
What?
That's not easy.
I love tables.
We asked you Friday.
It's like a puzzle piece.
Oh, wow.
We asked you Friday if you figured out your wedding colors for you and the groomsmen.
We've discussed that.
Oh, you have?
Oh, glad we can motivate
you. Keeping a surprise.
That's fine. But you have it finalized?
Well, we know what colors. Here, Brad, out. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Dick Van Dyke, real quick, on the cha-cha slide ACL, says she was carried out by all five of us. Five people?
That's a big girl.
big girl. Yeah, that was a big girl who did cha-cha.
Stop it, Kyle.
What you mean? Five of them had to carry us, big girl. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
What do you say we give away a 4-pack to what's on the break screen right now? Call they ass out. Great job, production crew. Madison Hayes, 24, on Instagram.
Dang.
Alex Strofe running the show.
That's how they're going to introduce
Alvin,
her for
Madison,
the first time.
Riley Alvin, Madison, and Kyle Bruston-Ortman giving away a 4-pack to Thanalysis Live on March 29th at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Join T.A. for a live show that's going to entertain fans like none other. You heard Kyle talk about he had high expectations, and next thing you know, boom! It exceeded those expectations. Giannis Antetokounmpo was there with a surprise appearance from ESPN. Stephen A. Smith, so you never know what you're going to get. We did caller 43. We did caller 34. Should we do caller 250 for the amount of points that LeBron James said Giannis would score in the 1970s?
No. We can't do color zero for Dame.
No, we can't.
It's just a thought out loud. Not a good one.
Color one for the one championship Giannis will win as a Buck.
Oh.
Hey, whoa.
Does anyone disagree? Too soon.
It is
too soon. Too soon, especially while promoting Thanalysis Live.
Oh, send it to TA. Send it to TA. Send that to Thanalysis.
All right, let's go caller 14 for a four-pack. 800-990-3776. This is all thanks to the team at McDonald's that you have a chance to be caller number 14 for TA's live show. It's TALiveShow.com if you don't win the tickets. TALiveShow.com. It's going to be a blast. We're all going to be there. Kyle made sure he's going to be there. And if you don't win tickets again, TALiveShow.com. Presented by Potawatomi Casino Hotel and Carbless, featuring Brandon Jennings and surprise guests, supported by Prisoner Wine Company and McDonald's. So caller 14, 800-990-3776 for a four-pack of the Thanalysis Live tickets.
Great weekend event.
It's time to hear Brad out.
They say punters are people, too.
Punters are worthy of breaking news.
No, really, that's what they say.
Raising awareness everywhere that punters are people, too.
Okay, let's go to it. Time to hear from the punter. Time to hear Brad out.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, UKVN Nation, and if you are listening to Hear Brad Out, you know I need to tell you the Carbless Talk and Text Line 800-990-3776 because every time he's done a Hear Brad Out the last 3 weeks, it has blown up in your face. And I'm rooting for it to blow up in your face again. So without further ado, All right, guys.
You want to blow up in my face, but I'm telling you this week, you are all going to agree with me on this one. I've solved the Packers wide receiver one problem.
Oh, wow. Let me hear it.
You interested?
Sure. I mean, Goody needs it.
Here it is. The Packers are going to, well, they're not going to, but they should, and they still might, trade a third-round draft pick for Brandon Ayuk. Brandon Ayuk is quietly whispering on the trading block. The Browns have already inquired. The San Francisco 49ers are looking to maybe dangle him out there if any team is willing to bite. Here's why. The 49ers, they're basically shedding contracts. They did it with a bunch of other defensive starters. They're kind of doing it across the board. And he is one of them who they extended last year. Now, they're doing this, but one of the head coach, he doesn't want it to happen, right? Kyle Shanahan, when they almost traded him last year when he was holding out to the Pittsburgh Steelers, it was going to be for a second-round draft pick. He was coming off an all-pro season. The story is, when Kyle Shanahan caught hold of the fact that Brandon Ayuk was going to be traded, he ran up to Lynch's office and said, no way, cannot trade him. That's how much he believes in the player. Now, I want you to think about Brandon Ayuk. Is he a number one receiver? I want you to listen to these stats. In 2023, the year he was fully healthy before tearing his ACL last year, third highest in depth of target, basically like big play receiver, third highest in the league. Highest passer rating on passes 20 yards or more. Translation, big play, explosive plays. Last 3 years, including 2024, when he only played 7 games, 10th in the NFL in explosive plays. 10th. Imagine if he would have finished the whole season. Now, you're probably wondering, well, they're not going to want to pay that kind of money. He signed for a big contract, right? Wrong. The cap hit in 2025 is $10.7 million. Ooh. The cap hit in 2026 is $16.2 million. The reason the 49ers might want to get rid of him is basically on April 1st. Long story short, those basically become guaranteed with a little bit of bonus on top of it. Now, the Packers can get out of it in 2027. So it's basically a 2-year contract with a minimal cap hit that basically becomes guaranteed. I have a vision for this team. The vision is of the San Francisco 49ers offense from 22 and 23. I want you to hear these stats, and I want you to think about the Green Bay Packers when I do it. In 2022, the San Francisco 49ers, when Brandon Ayuk was cruising, 6 in total offense. 2023, third in total offense. Now, who does this team sound like? Kyle Shanahan, basically Matt LaFleur. Tucker Kraft, he's basically your George Kittle. We've heard people say he is like George Kittle. Jaden Reed, who have we heard him sound like? Oh, he's like a more young Deebo Samuel. Now you've got Josh Jacobs. He is your Christian McCaffrey. We know that Brock Purdy was orchestrating the offense. We believe Jordan Love can do that, if not more. The one thing you're, and even the O-line.
Who's Kyle Juszczyk?
That's a great question.
Chris Brooks.
Chris Brooks.
Yeah. Chris Brooks, says Kyle Juszczyk. We even signed one of their offensive linemen, Mr. Banks, this offseason to
What's
secure
his first name?
A strong Aaron Banks?
Phil. Good.
Is that right? Okay. Phil Banks.
Phillip, sorry.
Phil Banks. To secure the O-line, the last and only piece missing from an offense that is sixth in total offense, third in total offense, is a Brandon Ayuk wide receiver one. Goody, you can right your wrongs right now. You missed on Devontae. You missed on DK. You missed on even Cooper Kupp. Right now, here's your opportunity for minimal cost to take a guy who is currently being traded out of value. Yes, coming off of an ACL, but he's only 27 years old. He's going to be 27 years old next year, 28 the year after that. Here is a perfect opportunity for Goody. You to go get your wide receiver one, give up only a little bit of trade compensation for the draft, and still have manageable cap hits. And voila, the Green Bay Packer offense will look just like that high-octane San Francisco 49er offense from a couple years ago. What do you say? Trade for Brandon Ayuk. And I'll tell you what, the reason why I'm doing this for Hear Brad Out this week, I said those contracts become guaranteed on April 1st. That's next Tuesday.
That is.
So he's got to be traded by next Tuesday or earlier, because if the San Francisco 49ers are on the hook for that, he's staying on the roster. If he's not, he's on a different team.
All right. Congratulations.
Brad,
you made a good pitch.
That
You're
was
missing
good.
A really key ingredient.
Wait, what?
Okay.
Goody and Matt LaFleur ain't doing business with the San Francisco 49ers.
I don't
they
know
would.
About
they
that.
Would.
They tried to take Aaron Rodgers behind Matt LaFleur's back. And the Green Bay Packers' right mind, it would be hard for them to do business with the Niners. I like it, but I think there's still some spite between the two organizations that
on.
They wouldn't work with.
You think that it would get in the way of
I
a
agree.
Deal for
this
both
is a
teams? Bi-
if Goody is walking around and Matt LaFleur is walking around like, nope, we would never do business with the 49ers, then they need to be fired. You got to listen. Put your ego to the side and put championships in the forefront. And so if you're talking about, hey, we may have an opportunity to go get Brandon Ayuk, and well, we got to give up a third-round pick, and based off of what Brad said, there's an out after 2027, and you don't have to spend too much more money on a team that needs a number one wide receiver, a team that needs a big play threat, and you just talked about how he is a big play threat.
Sure is.
That would be foolish. Malpractice, as we have said on this show. That would be foolish. They said, we're not even going to pick up the phone because we don't want to deal with those guys. No, you're stupid if you don't want to deal with them. If that is a potential
Did
opportunity.
Did you know he's going to miss part of 2025, though?
Who cares? He'll be back, though. He only missed a couple games this year.
He tore it in October 21st. So I would think by
September?
ACL.
The whole thing.
No, yeah, no, but the ACL,
is,
no,
this
MCL.
Is 2025.
Oh, too?
Players come back from this, no problem.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Oh, yeah? Did Rashawn Gary come back from his ACL?
No,
and...
He ain't no Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, he destroyed
first round
his knee?
Pick. They're both first-round picks.
Yeah, but Brandon Ayuk showed he can be all-pro. What has Gary shown?
I mean,
a pro bowler.
Yeah, exactly.
I think at this point now for the Green Bay Packers, you need to find something in Though I'm not a huge
desperate Kyle.
Yeah, I'm not a huge. I wasn't a huge fan of Brandon Ayuk because I feel like in big games he didn't shine like a true number one wide receiver. But he put up numbers. He's consistent 2 years before he ended up getting that deal. So I would go ahead and make that trade because you do have an out. By the time he's 30, you can move on from him and potentially give you more time. But the Packers have to do something, and I think Brandon Ayuk could be a really good stopgap.
I've always been a big Ayuk guy.
You have been.
I think he would fit the need. In terms of what his skill is, in terms of separation, big play, he's just like he's a legit number one
for the
Packers.
And the reason I did a third round draft pick is because last year was a second round draft pick that they were asking for, and that was pre ACL and pre contract. I'm just stunned though. When I went through the offense of the San Francisco 49ers and the Packers, they are mirrored in such a crazy way. Shanahan, LaFleur, Tucker Kraft, George Kittle, Reed, and Deebo. CMC and Josh Jacobs, the O-line are equal. You're literally just waiting on a guy like Ayuk. So you might as well take Ayuk himself and get yourself a top five.
John
offense.
From Racine, would you rather trade for Hendrickson or Ayuk? It's still Hendrickson. The price is just going to be more.
Yeah, give me Hendrickson.
Yeah, who would help the team more?
Hendrickson.
Would you rather give a first-round draft pick to Henderson or a third round for
Hendrickson.
Debo? You got a first-round draft pick?
No, yes. He was...
I was correcting you, and I'm saying first-round draft pick.
Wow.
But no, I...
you're going to get a guy that you're going to have to sign and you know his production versus, again, going down the gamut of drafting another one that you don't know if he's going to pan out.
The problem with Trey Hendrickson is the fact that he
Now there's a problem.
No, listen.
Please, I'm on my knees. I want Trey Hendrickson. The problem with Trey Hendrickson a week later.
No.
How crazy you flip-flop is amazing.
I didn't flip-flop about a first-round pick. I never said give up a first-round pick. My only concern is that he probably has two good seasons left in him before. I mean, he's 31 going on 32.
I'll take one from anybody right now.
I mean, I'll take him, but I don't know about a first-round pick. First-round picks usually want to give guys who are probably, 29 maybe. 30 is pushing.
Yeah, peaking.
We gave away a four-pack to Thanalysis Live, and one thing you'll see and be enjoying is what Brad loves to enjoy.
Oh, that is right. I love to enjoy me some Carbless. I'm going to be enjoying them at the analysis on Saturday night, but every night. Not every night, but any night that I'm looking to kick back, relax, and enjoy a little ready-to-drink cocktail at the Norton Estate, you know I'm grabbing a Carbless. And when you are going through your grocery aisles, when you're going through wherever you pick up your ready-to-drink cocktails, or going out to a bar, you got to try the Tropical Bliss Variety Pack. Blood orange, watermelon, raspberry, and grapefruit. It is tropical joy and bliss bottled up into a can and ready for you to enjoy. Not only that, but the mango vodka cocktail is refreshing. It's a flavor that blows your mind. Carbless did it again, KBN Nation. They did it again. You know they knocked it out of the park with all the original fruit flavors, all the margarita cocktails, but now again with Tropical Bliss Variety Pack and Mango Vodka Cocktail, they do it again. Everything you love about Carbless: low carbonation, high flavor, zero sugar, zero carb, zero gluten. That means guilt-free and made right here in the great state of Wisconsin. There's always an opportunity to grab a Carbless, so enjoy one with me and experience why less is more with Carbless.
More Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin with Alex Stroh running the show. Riley Yauch hanging out, doing God's work, working under Jesse Nelson. Godspeed to you, Riley. We're back next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Ortman, KBN.
Women ask you, do you love me? Why do you love me?
Wait, why am I always the one doing that? tell me why you love me, baby. I need you to make me feel better.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
In the month of February, there was 60,000 meals that went to local food shelters in the New Berlin and Milwaukee area due to the Princeton Club.
Love that.
In Madison, they have their initiatives. With 8 Madison locations and 1 in New Berlin, you have a fantastic place to get better. The campaign right now that you need to be aware about is having a strong community, which you can create with the Prince Club. Have a strong body, obviously, with everything they provide in the facility. And with that, you develop that strong mind. It doesn't matter how small or how big your goal is. You simply just got to get started today. Free childcare at the membership, open 24/7. There's no better place to start your fitness journey than at the Princeton Club. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman here on a Weed Man Wednesday.
The Weed Man is coming.
Can't wait.
Weed Man Wednesday indeed, fellas.
50% off your first service at weedman.com.
So we are, this is our fourth Weed Man Wednesday.
Okay.
Which is pretty exciting, right? Almost a full month into the Weed Man Wednesday.
Hell yeah.
Now, obviously, I've got a little bit of the FOMO because you guys got the cool hats and the cool shirts. That's all right. So I mentioned fourth week of Weed Man Wednesday, which is the fourth week you have worn said shirts and said hats.
No, I have not washed mine. I keep it here.
How did you know that's what I was going to ask?
Because I already know, because I haven't washed it. I know you were going to ask about that.
Ben definitely hasn't washed it. I don't need to ask that.
I've washed it.
Brad, you've totally washed yours, right?
I've washed it every week.
I don't know. What time do you put yours on? I'll put mine on just for this.
I usually wear a different shirt in the morning, and then before I leave here, I put the Weed Man shirt on, and I usually wear it the rest of the night until I get in my pajamas.
I probably got a couple more wears.
Slow down.
You wear it all night?
No, that's not the question. What kind of pajamas is Brad Nortman wearing?
Yeah, that's a good question. Because when I hear pajamas
for the
Nortman household, I think they're like
robes.
Full on, like like pants. And I'm
picturing like a full set. So like plaid pants, and it's matching. Plaid button up. Yeah.
So I'm mostly just a sleep in the bottom half guy, and I get hot, so there's no pants. So it is like pajama shorts, I guess is the best way to put it. I get
you
a variety
wear
of colors.
Boxers or
that's
briefs?
That's what I do.
Remember, I don't like that. Designated pajama bottoms that I put on at night, like right before I go to bed, and then right when I wake up, change into my workout outfit. But I usually go about three nights of wearing it before I put it out for the next one. I got black, I got navy.
You know what? I don't
buffalo
have to wash?
Plaid. Yes,
pajamas.
You don't know pajamas.
We go
the way we came out of the womb.
Yeah.
You know what? I remember months ago.
What?
You don't sleep free.
Not often.
Oh, I do all the time.
Every day.
I remember
fully?
Months ago.
Fully.
You said I'm missing one. Out well, by doing it, and I need to give it a shot. And I gave it a shot.
Yeah,
and
Lexi didn't
the first
like
lady
it.
Was right next to me. And it just didn't feel good. It just didn't feel right. I need a little bit of protection.
She doesn't like the way you...
No, Lexi was okay. I felt exposed. I don't want my
you
bare
must not
skin
be confident
rubbing against the sheets.
You must not be confident,
Lexi.
Kyle.
I love Lexi.
You ain't got to be confident. She's yours. You ain't going nowhere. Whether you're confident or not, that's mine.
It's not a confidence mine. Level. It's
I
a
love
comfort.
Lexi.
You guys are changing my word from confident to comfortable to confident.
Brad, it's so comfortable. I'm going to tell you this now. Matter of fact, when I try to have something on, I got to come up off. I'm like, ugh.
So wait a minute. How often do you change your sheets then?
Every about 2 weeks max.
Because do you sweat when you sleep?
Some days.
So
yeah.
You're putting direct groin sweat onto your sheets.
I shower. I mean, I go in. I go
growing.
It's growing.
Growing.
No, you said it. Say it again. Growing. You said it right.
I said groin.
No, he said groin.
Growing.
And that's the delicate way of putting that term.
Yes.
So you're putting that all up in the sheets.
Listen,
you gotta have a barrier for cleanliness.
Groin.
Am I wrong?
No.
Oh, you guys.
I'm telling you, you're missing out. You guys are missing out.
I tried it for 5 minutes.
Chris Johns did nothing better than sleeping free. Y'all need to get with it. What do you mean, y'all? I think he means Alex and Brad.
Kyle, Alex, just grow up.
What did I do?
What do you wear?
I'm just a boxers guy.
Just any regular old boxers?
That's so perfect.
What do you mean?
Boxers all skin and bones.
All skin and bones.
Hey, babe,
boxers.
Going to bed.
Is it
like
the boxers?
Like a dinosaur.
Well, is
arms
it the,
gangly
like,
everywhere.
Like his arms are, yeah, exactly.
Hey!
Is it the boxers you wore from the day, or do you change into new boxers?
It's the same box.
Oh, that's gross.
Oh, bro. Oh, you're so above us.
You've been all up in those boxers all day.
So?
They're not clean.
You don't, but your sheets are, do you wash your sheets every day?
Are you a no outdoor clothes guy on the bed?
Absolutely.
I am. No outside
absolutely.
Clothes. I had to train baby girl.
I can't just
wait.
If I get home after work.
Now he's being contradictory here.
No, I'm not.
Sleep nude, but no outside clothes on the bed.
And you said you've worked out before
and
went
laid
to sleep.
On the bed.
So you're doing that naked.
Yeah, but it's my body dirt and sweat. I don't want the pants. I sit in
that's
this
worse.
Chair. A lot of people sit in this chair. I don't want these pants that 25 different people done sat in this chair on my bed. I don't like that. Not at all. I take everything off. So, except for my I take my drawers off eventually. I mean, TMI, but
eventually.
Wow.
But my drawers are safe. They're protected.
How do you spell draws?
Draws?
D-R-A-W-L-S, right?
Draws. It's just
D-R-A-W-L-S.
Draws. Draws. That's what it is.
Is there an L or not?
You say draws like there's like an L.
No, that's just how you... enunciated draws
is no so are you like I'm drawing a doodle
no
like,
you
draw like
you
that
no it's like I'm taking my draws off
so again it's d-r-a-w-s
draws and draw
yeah
it's
so
like
it's
spell
like, there,
it again
there and there
so it's like
spell it again
d-r-a-w draws s I'm taking my draws off
so like Kyle draws doodles.
L.
It's
no,
the same way.
It's just like we were talking about
there,
yesterday.
There, there.
The word, yeah, we're talking about the words.
Read and read.
Yeah, read and read. It's like read and read. It's draws and draws. It's different, but it's the same.
There.
Content and content. Yeah,
that's what it is.
Bye, and bye.
Draws and draws.
Yeah, draws and draws. So I take my draws off before I go to bed.
Oh, like
Kyle
goodbye
draws,
and bye week?
Yeah, like
Matt
like,
chimed in with the sentence.
By the way, I like to buy coffee and bye-bye.
Kyle draws.
Yeah, I do. I draws.
Wait, but drawl with an L, that's like an accent.
Yeah, I think
like
you
a
guys,
southern drawl.
I think you guys are just emphasizing of you're trying to sound it out. Remember Ben said yesterday the English language is weird. You can't sound some things out. You just can't sound out drawls.
So it's only vernacular.
The origin of this.
Vernacular.
No, it's only vernacular.
Yes, it is. Yes, vernacular.
There's no such thing as draws written. It's only spoken.
Correct.
Yeah, I think take the draws off. Yeah.
What was your add in there, Stroh?
I was just going to say the origin of this conversation that we have now had 2 days in a row is the last name of an author on PackersWire.com.
Oh yes, that's
Old
right.
Acres.
Yeah, Old Acres.
Amazing.
Which is
little does he know. We both read his article, talked about his article
barely,
and then spent like 35 minutes over the course of the next 2 days discussing pronunciation.
How do we even get to the sleeping thing, Brad? What did you say that triggered us?
I don't know.
Something about pajamas.
Oh,
pajamas.
That's right.
No outside
Gucci
clothes.
Pajamas you have. Yeah.
Weed Man Wednesday here on Kyle, Brust, and Ortman.
Oh, that's right.
Show. We haven't watched our show.
Yeah, but I've watched it after every single time.
I haven't watched it yet.
I fold it. You want it back in my backpack.
I like to think I'm a hardworking man in this Weed Man outfit.
How long will it take you to? I bet it'll be weeks.
Oh, it doesn't even smell. Brad, smell it. I'm going to take it off for you.
Smells fresh and clean.
Kyle, how long can you go without
dinner? I can legitimately go
2025. How long is the
when it gets hot in the summertime and maybe we do remotes, then you know I start to sweat. I'm
that's
a little
the ultimate
they gotta put us on a remote on a Weed Man Wednesday. So we all gotta wear these on the air.
Brad,
are you going to somebody's house?
We could do that. We could do Weed Man Wednesday on a day that they come do service.
It's all right.
You smell fine.
It's all right. I mean,
let me smell it.
Like, it don't smell like the detergent.
Like if I just smell like the chest, it smells good.
Yeah,
if I smell the pit. I mean,
go ahead and smell the pit.
Oh, wow.
It smells like deodorant.
It smells like
deodorant.
Like you're starting to sweat.
It smells like a grown ass man.
No,
that's
I mean,
what
it doesn't
like
deodorant. It smells like 80%. This guy's starting to sweat.
Oh, no. No, that armpit stank.
Oh, you a lie.
It's not good, Kyle. It's not good.
Yeah, I'm sweating today.
I was going to say it was wet when I touched it. Now I gotta wash my hands.
He put his nose all on it.
Wouldn't it be a growing ass man?
No, a grown ass man.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman, KBN.
Kayla Williams sucks.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Time to get those tailgate grills out and grab your groceries. And there's no grocery trip complete without a Carbless. And the opening day in Milwaukee is almost here. Next Monday, the unofficial start of the summer happens when the Brewers take the field for their home opener. And ESPN Wisconsin will air all of it. Sponsored by Carbless, ready-to-drink cocktails, live shows from inside the ballpark, special guests all day, and unmatched excitement for the crew as ESPN Wisconsin will carry every single pitch of the home opener. Opening day is presented on ESPN Wisconsin, sponsored by Carbless. Grab a pack today, be the MVP of your tailgate, sit back and relax, and watch the Brew Crew start the season with a Carbless in your hands. Happy baseball season, everybody.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman discussing the English language and how words are hard. Draws is just spelled D-R-A-W-S, but it sounds like there's an L. Joe in Cedarburg, you're up on the Carbless Talk and Text line.
Hey, guys. I have heard that word as referred to underwear as drawers, like D-R-A-W-E-R-S.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. And I was just wondering if he's trying to say drawers rather than drawls.
What do you say, Kyle?
Ben, my response to that is you used to watch a very good show that you love, and they said G-T-D. What did they call that?
Got the drawers, dog.
So I'm just saying. Yeah, no.
Martin. The show is Martin from Martin Lawrence, and I think it's time to maybe acknowledge that Joe in Cedarburg isn't wrong. It is the same thing, just pronounced differently, as Brad was saying.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing about vernacular and English mm-hmm. language. You can take many forms of its own.
100%.
I would love for Joe in Cedarburg to go around now saying, hey, I got the draws.
Hey, Joe, you'll be the coolest dude in Cedarburg. Just say, hey, man, I got the draws. And they'd be like, what? Joe in Cedarburg got the draws? I hope if you're married, it's different. Or you could say, got a draw, though.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad. Yeah, I got you there. Yeah, I followed you there. For once, I followed you in the right direction.
And are they they referred to as draws for women, too?
Now we're going too far. what we learned the other day is Brad had signed up for 23andMe in 2017, and he needs to delete his information ASAP because it's going to be sold to the highest bidder, and they're going to clone Brad. And we were discussing, would the world be a better place with more Brads? Detective Strofe put on his hat, got his magnifying glass out, and did some research into what a world would be like, if you missed it, early in the show. This would be a world with multiple Brad Nortmans.
Unless you're driving, I want you to close your eyes. Kyle, Brust, Nortman, that includes you. As we discussed yesterday, there might be a world where there are multiple Brad Nortmans. So once again, I put on my detective hat and I traveled to that world. Let me introduce you to Thad Nortman.
Hi, I'm Thad Nortman. I'm here to look at your finances and kick footballs very far. Do you want to listen to me uninterrupted as I give you stupid ideas? How about a universal handshake?
At least you can acknowledge they're stupid, Thad. It's nice to meet you as well. How about Chad Nortman?
Hi, my name is Chad Nortman. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Chad. How are you? And what are you up to today?
I am putting garbage bags on the windows in my bedroom.
That's great, Chad. Just like Brad.
I love Lexi.
Oh, okay. Thanks for sharing. Who's this guy? He looks sad.
Hi, my name is Chad Nortman.
But we just met a Chad Nortman. How many of you are there?
My name is Chad Nortman.
This is terrifying. I gotta get out of here.
My name is Chad Nortman.
My name is Chad Nortman.
My name is Chad Nortman.
My name is Dad Nortman.
My name is Chad Nortman.
My name is Dad Nortman.
My name is
Chad Nortman.
I don't want any part of that world.
Even I'm horrified.
I'm horrified.
Wow.
You know, I saw a post on ESPN Beaver Dam, a picture of Corey Sparks with a bruised
Shiner.
Eye.
Wow.
Damn, who punched
him? Well, Wally's fasting right now, and I think he got hangry.
Wally's not fasting. He's eating fish.
I know, but...
They ain't fast.
He's getting hangry, I can tell.
He
left a mark on Corey.
He punched
allegation.
Him?
The Dam Sports Show next in Beaver Dam. Jim, Matt, and Molly are up next in Madison.
Poor guys.
We're right here, Kyle, Brust, and Nortman on this Weed Man Wednesday on 94.5 ESPN. And as always, streaming on YouTube to see our beautiful faces and our wonderful Weed Man outfits at YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. We're back in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere. Doesn't matter. Yes, it doesn't matter.